Gospel chapter 4. When we get ready to verse number 1, just
thank God for the man of God, man of the Lord, being obedient to God. Coming up the road, about 6 o'clock, I said, well, Lord, it's awful early, but I just feel like going on to church. Who knows? Might get there early, and they won't start early. We'll just go at it. It'd be all right with me. Felt like a whole racehorse, you know, at the gate, pawing, ready to go, you know. Just waiting for the bell, you know. If you found your place, we'll stand together tonight as we read from the Word of God. Joshua chapter number 4. And beginning in verse number 1, the Bible said, it came to pass when all the people were clean passed over Jordan, that the Lord spake unto Joshua, saying, take you 12 men out of the people, out of every tribe a man, and command you them, saying, take you hence out of the midst of Jordan, out of the place where the priest's feet stood firm 12 stones, and you shall carry them over with you, and leave them in the lodging place where ye shall lodge this night. Then Joshua called the 12 men whom he had prepared of the children of Israel out of every tribe a man. And Joshua said unto them, pass over before the ark of the Lord your God into the midst of Jordan, and take you up every man of you a stone upon his shoulder according unto the number of the tribes of the children of Israel, and that this may be a sign among you, that when your children ask their fathers in time to come, saying, what mean ye by these stones? Then you shall answer them that the waters of Jordan were cut off before the ark of the covenant of the Lord when it passed over Jordan, and the waters of Jordan were cut off, and these stones shall be for a memorial unto the children of Israel forever. You may be saved.
That's all right.
God would help me tonight. I'd like to preach a little while on what means you by these stones. You'll have some stones in your life that reminds you of where you've been, and some things that God has done in your life. I thought about some of the things that the Lord's done in my life, and I thought about stones of repentance. And I'll tell you something. Hey, God, you better have you a place that you can go back to and know that right there is where God saved you and birthed you and the family of God. Amen. And God, I got to thinking about the place tonight while I was ironing my shirt. And John Doctor didn't get it ironed. And got blown beside myself. And was afraid to shave for about an hour. Amen. Hey, thank God, I'm glad I got a place. And I know the Lord birthed me in the family of God. I thought about old man Joshua, chapter 24, where Joshua told the children of Israel, how fear the Lord and serve Him in sincerity and in truth. Put away the gods of your fathers, have served from the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord.
That's the Lord.
He said, if it's evil unto you, serve the Lord, choose you next day, whom you will serve. And they said, well, hey, thank God, God, He is the Lord, and we will serve Him. Joshua said, you can't serve Him. Says, He ain't gonna let you live like you're living. Amen. He ain't gonna let you sin and get by with it.
No, sir.
And God, you'll serve it, and then you'll turn on it, and God will have to turn on you and do you evil.
Come on.
Thank God. And I want to tell y'all something. You can't serve Him just any old way.
No, sir.
He said, serve Him in sincerity and in truth. Fear the Lord. Well, ain't no fear of the Lord in this day.
Amen.
I've got a place. And if you keep on reading in chapter 24, I ain't gonna read all that. But if you keep on reading there, Joshua says, you shall be witnesses against yourself that you have chosen the Lord. You didn't check them to serve the Lord. Thank God that you have chosen him to be your God. And then he set up a stone, and he said, this stone has heard all the words, and it'll be a witness against him.
Amen. Yeah.
I'm glad I got praise.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I thought about it tonight. I said, Lord, I tried to get ready to come over here. I got to thinking about when the Lord saved me. Yes. Now I hope the preachers that got you stirred up about when you got saved.
Yes.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Yes. I was getting tore up over her. Thinking about the night God saved me. Yes. And I got to thinking about it. And you know, I remember 19-year-old, I had under conviction for a long time. And God been dealing with me. Uh-huh. And I told him over in the motel room today, I said, Lord, you didn't owe me nothing.
Right?
Or be in hell tonight.
Come on.
I'm going to tell you something. Thank God he's saving the old black man. He's saving the black
man. Come on.
Oh, I thought about kids. My son Caleb got married a couple of years back. This having one of them, you know, where they come in there and give them gifts and stuff. I can't bring what it's called now. But just giving them one of them showers, that's what it's called. They give them a bridal shower, which they're at the home church, my family. Once where I grew up, the church there, you know. And so we went to the home church. And their fellowship's cow hall's kind of over on the side. And you have to go through the vestibule, go across over there. And they have these chairs that sit out in the front in the foyer. And they took in nice chairs over there for him and his wife to be to sit in. How you know it? So after everything is all over with, I turn the chairs back out there. And back there on the back, at the back of the aisles, there's a door on each side, double doors, and in them doors, there's a glass cross, you know, in them doors. And I went by that aisle over there. And there in that first chair, I looked through the windows. And I looked down there and I spotted that place. The word God saved me from Jake. About 3 or 4 miles. From the pulpit. Hey, God, something got to stir it up there.
Yeah.
Hey, God, got to move it down there.
Yes.
And something down in there is annoying.
Yeah, come on.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yes. Thank God, I went over and set that chair down. Went back out there and get that up. And I walked back up, so I looked down in there and did. Boy, next thing I know, that kid got to quiver. I got to thank him. Putting the Lord God down to these places. Ooh. Oh, this world.
Yeah.
I'm down to the end, preacher.
Yes, sir.
I'm going as far down as I can go. Have the Lord come down there. Hey, I heard one old preacher say, grace is like water. It runs down to the Lord's steps.
Bless the Lord. Yeah.
I went on to tell the church. I'll tell by my Lord when they said, look down there again. Set that old chair down. Come back through there and I said, well, Lord, that's about enough of this. I popped them doors open, nobody around. I went down there telling that altar about where God saved me. I can't get exactly where it was because they saw the change. You know, the pulpit a little bit. The boy, I got a little thing about that night. I said, thank you, Lord, right here. I'll never forget it. It'll be 30 years. The next day, next year, they got 1987 for the Lord's sake. Thank God.
Yeah.
I'm glad I ain't over it yet. I'm going to tell you something. Somebody talk you in some little old something in a Bible school.
Come on, preacher.
Read you some little old prayer.
Come on, man.
You repeat some little old prayer. You better have more than that. Somebody say, oh, you believe Romans road. Do you believe that you confess in your mouth? Believe in your heart. Oh, hey, I could have quoted them verses to you. I grew up in church. I knew them verses. The night I got saved, there's a fellow come down there with his Bible. Opened up his Bible and said, now, the hell, you believe that? I said, yeah, I believe that. You know I believe that.
Yeah.
I believe that all my life.
Yeah.
He said, what you want me to do? What you want me to do? I said, pray.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
I said, come on, I got to get saved. Yeah, I got to get saved.
Come on. Yeah.
Amen. They closed the Bible and got out of the way and just went and prayed. that praise.
Yeah,
amen. Thank God. He didn't say repeat. He said repent. He said, if you accept to repent, you shall
Amen. Oh, amen. You repent of your sin, you change from what you are.
Amen.
Amen. You know what? I thought when I first got saved, started preaching. You know, somebody said, well, do I have to quit drinking to get saved? I thought, no, Lord, won't you just like you are? That ain't right. That ain't right. You're going to have to quit drinking to get saved.
Amen.
You might quit drinking the week before, or you might just quit drinking on your way down now, or you might not even quit till you get the dog. But you don't have to quit, or you get in.
Yes.
That's right. Well, you go home, pull that little refrigerator open, see that Budweiser's in there. You just go ahead and mark her down that preacher's cell. Ain't not to it.
Come on.
Amen. That's right. Thank God. If he didn't save you out of it, he didn't save you in it. That's for sure.
Yes.
Thank God. You better have your blood. Yeah, you might have your place you take a devil back to every now.
Yes, sir.
I don't care how spiritual you think you are. There'll be a day your devil will try to make you doubt it.
Yes, sir.
I don't care how long you've been preaching. There'll still be a day your devil will come around try to make you doubt it.
Yes, sir.
You better have a place you can go back to.
Yeah.
Hey, right there, I remember what God did. Right
yes, sir.
You better have a place to take your flesh back to.
Yeah.
Sometimes you're going to take old Bell back.
Yep.
Yeah.
Come on.
Hey, sometimes I got to get old Bell by the nap of the neck. Grab him down there. Say, old buddy, you remember right there where God saved us? I quit acting like that.
Come on, preacher.
Oh, that's
the Lord.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, you better have your place. You'll say, well, now, preacher, you know, hey, I know this lady. I knew the pastor. I didn't know the lady that well. But she's up in years, and she had this little piece of paper. And the preacher got preaching on salvation and true salvation. And she got sick one day after he had preached on the message, you know. She got sick in her stomach all of a sudden. And so she couldn't make it. And she called a preacher next day. She said, preacher, won't you come down here fast? I'm dying. Mm. He said, what's the matter with you? She said, I don't know. Won't you come pray with me? Mm. He went down there. Don't pray with me. He said, sister, what's the matter with you? She said, preacher, I'm dying. Mm. I don't know what's wrong with me, but I'm dying. Mm. And he said, I mean, you're running a fever? She said, no, I don't think so. She said, your head hurting? No, I don't think so. She said, your stomach hurting? No, I don't think so. She said, where's your heart? She said, well, it really ain't hurting. Ain't nothing really wrong. I ain't throwing it up. Ain't no diarrhea or nothing, you know. Just you know, no dizziness or anything. She said, I don't think my blood pressure's up. She said, I feel like I'm dying. Preacher perceived that she was under conviction. And the preacher said, well, sister, said, have you ever been born again? She said, oh, yeah, preacher. And she went and got her Bible. And she pulled a piece of paper out of her Bible. And she said, see right here, and here's what it read. It said, this certifies that had a blank there, had her name in, that she had been baptized into the church upon her profession and faith.
Yeah.
And the preacher signed.
Come on.
She said, I know I'm saved. Look here.
Come on.
Oh, that's
come on, preacher.
You say, preacher, that's foolishness. Hey, hold up, people. Hold on a whole lot less than that.
Right?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Oh, that's the Lord. That preacher said, give me that piece of paper. She said, oh, preacher, you can't have my paper. She said, when I go to bed and I said, I put it on my pajamas and take my diet in my sleep so my children will know. Hey! Y'all tell me about that more open.
Come on.
I don't know how many funerals I've preached through the years. Children say, well, I hope Mama got in.
Come on.
Well, I hope Daddy got in. I don't know, preacher. I hope. I'm going to tell y'all something. Your children can't say that no more than that.
Come on, sir.
Oh, there's something bad wrong.
Yeah,
I'm going to tell you what children, see. They say one thing now at the church house.
Right.
Come on.
Amen. Oh, I'm going to tell you something. Hollywood ain't got the best actors.
No, no sir.
I mean, the church house has got the best actors.
Yeah,
come on. Hey, listen, one time. Well, I've never been finished with a story. Anyway, I keep carrying around maybe I'll finish. I was preaching a revival meeting one time. One of my black brothers saw me last night. Went for 2 weeks with just some. I mean, we were supposed to go a week. And he said, can you come back over a week? I said, sure. I come on back. I said, I can't be here Sunday morning. I preach my church. I said, right there would be a good place to meet
him. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Everybody.
Yeah.
That 65-year-old woman got an altar. Thank God I'm most of the preacher and his wife come down there. We already got to pray over that woman. When she come up, gloriously saved, her 85-year-old mama's yelling all over the house.
Yeah.
Hey, I don't care how old you are. I don't care what your mama's name was. I don't care how much your daddy preached. Hell, you ain't never been more.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
yes,
sir. Oh, don't matter if you got a preacher's certificate on your wall and your stuff.
No, sir.
Amen. I think there's a whole lot of them. So-called surrender to preach.
Yeah.
That's probably duped in their salvation.
Yeah.
And when God dealt with them about their salvation, they thought, well, he must be calling me to preach.
That's it.
Now, all of young boys will testify real hot.
Yeah.
Some old long time Susie thinks she's a prophetess. And she'll go up to her. And she'll say, when are you going to start preaching?
Come on.
Come on. I wish that young man had enough godly sense of health to say, hush your mouth. I'll wait on God.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
And if he calls, I'll preach it. If he don't, I won't. Amen. A whole lot of them need to do just like Eli told Samuel.
Yeah.
A whole lot of them need to go back way back.
Yeah.
Wait on God to call. I was called to me. That's called to me. And a preacher sometimes calls to me.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. Yes, he does.
Thank you, Lord. Y'all hear me. I'm trying to hurry up. I'm going to tell you we're living in a day. God help us.
All right.
We're living in a day where there's a whole lot of them been fooled by so many things.
Right? Yes, sir.
I'm get back to the story now.
Every morning.
Every woman. Finally, one Sunday morning, come back to church. Preacher. Yeah. Morning's a bit hot, don't you know? He said, brother, that woman has just strong conviction. He said, that woman come down that side, got on that altar, had her Bible, she just cleaned it to me. He said, I got down there, and I said, sis, what's the matter with you? He said, preacher, I'm lost. I mean, this thing. He said, where's that piece of paper at? She pulled that thing out of that Bible, and right there in front of her face, that preacher took it and tore it. He said, I want you to watch me. He said, that right there is what that's worth.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Right. He said, that right there almost took you to hell.
Yes, sir.
Hey, what are you hanging on? You say, oh, preacher, they hurt me years ago. Who cares?
Come on.
But as I say, I'm dumb before the shears.
Yeah.
He was glad to the cross.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, forever been a cause of our sin. That's
yes, sir.
That woman got saved that moment. I was preaching revival meeting in that same church in Lenora a few years later. And I'll never forget one night I preached a message. A similar to this, I guess. And at the end of the service, I was standing down in front of the communion table, just one aisle up the middle, and I was talking to the pastor, and I said, "Who's that young lady right there?" He said, "Oh, that's so-and-so, preacher so-and-so's wife." Said, he pastors over wherever it was, and said, they come over here to meetings, whatever we have meetings sometimes. I said, "Has she ever been saved?" He said, "Well, preacher, I don't know." I said, "Well, just to be honest with you, I said, the Lord just burned my heart about her while I was preaching. You know, sometimes that happens."
Yeah.
Yeah,
well, yes, sir. Oh. You all right.
Some of y'all think you're hiding things from
come
the Lord, you know.
Come on.
Oh, preacher, he won't preach to you very long. The parents will find out about you if he's gone.
Yes, amen.
Oh, ain't it amazing, Brother James, how he's a praying today, evidently. And I asked not God hooked him up right there where I was preaching at. I thought he's just going to go ahead and preach it. I was about to just go on preach, brother. Hey, God, I don't have to. You're right there. Dig on me and go.
Amen.
Amen. My God.
Amen.
Thank you. Amen. Thank you. I asked you about that woman. She went on past you and her husband. Come back to meeting next time. Pastor Dave, Brother Becky said, "Well, Daddy, you ain't going to believe what happened this time." I said, "What happened?" He said, "I got home, the phone was ringing." He said, "I went in there and got it and said, 'Is that young preacher boy?'" I said, "Well, Brother Dave, don't tell you what happened tonight." He said, "We was on the way home from your meeting." He said, "It's about an hour drive." He said, "We hadn't even got halfway." He said, "My wife said, 'Honey, you're going to have to pull over.'" He said, "What's the matter? You said you're going to pull up or something?" He said, "Got to go to the rest of our woman and tell you." She said, "No! I'm lost and I'm going to hell."
Yeah.
On that side of the road. And she called on God right there. And I'm born again.
Hallelujah.
I don't know where you come from. He said, "My Lord, and I say unto you, you must be born
again." Amen.
Oh, thank the Lord. Hey, you know what he's done, Steve?
No, sir.
You don't have to get born
again. Right.
Amen.
Amen. I went pastor the church I pastored 14 years. I went to her not knowing some things. Young, dumb, still dumb, not just not young. I went to her. I didn't know some things. Boy, I tell you what, the list of questions just keeps getting bigger that I need to ask you if another church talks to me, you know. And come to find out, on this Sunday they had what's called youth Sunday.
Oh, man.
I didn't have a problem with that if it's done right. And, I changed and did it right. But what they asked me to do, just took over service, did whatever they wanted to do.
Oh, man.
Come on.
They didn't have no preaching.
Oh, man.
I didn't find out about it until Saturday night, before this Sunday. First this Sunday I was there, done been there about 3 months. I found out on Saturday night. Fellow said, "Preacher, where are you going to church tomorrow?" I said, "Well, I'll be right there welcome home where I'm pastor." "Hey, what are you talking about? You bumped your head, you know, something." He said, "Well," I said, "they didn't tell you." He said, "This Sunday's your Sunday off. You don't have to come." I said, "What are you talking about?" Brother, he said, "Well, I'm in charge of the youth." He said, "We're going to do a little skit tomorrow instead of having preaching."
Oh, man.
God damn.
Oh.
I said, "You going to do what?" He said, "We're going to have a little skit tomorrow." I said, "Well, I'll tell you what. I'll be back tomorrow and we'll have a discussion about this."
Amen.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Boy, I got up done that little skip. Next thing I know, I done hit the pulpit. Anyway, I didn't give him a chance. I figured I was pastor. Had my pulpit.
Yeah.
And if I won't preach, I preach it out of my pulpit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
Yes, sir.
Hey, man, ain't that right?
Yeah.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Thank God I went in and went to preaching. That old boy kind of aggravated. I tell him, "That's all right." My way is all over, and I get all the talk. You said a year old mama that ain't never been in church walked out and got born again. I just wonder what she'd have done with that skin.
Yeah!
Chose by the foolishness of preaching. The same thing! They're going to have to burn each other out.
Amen.
Amen.
Listen.
We kept having youth Sunday, but I tell you what we did. I let a young preacher preach every youth Sunday.
I said, that's the only thing we're going to do different. I said, I'm going to run the thing too.
Amen.
You sure don't have no games and shit and play.
Come on.
We don't have all that garbage. We got enough play around.
Yes.
Never really
been born
again.
Bless you.
Come on.
Come on.
Or down in your mind, in your heart, have you gone back to that place?
Bless you, bless you.
I was up here preaching one time down here. I don't even know if I was. Right, I think I was at Flacco.
Preaching for you, sir. And I remember I went with Brother James. Took me over and showed me where you got saved.
That house is gone.
Yep.
But there's a bush growing there.
Yes, sir.
About where he got saved.
And he can bring it right about to the spot.
He said, that bush is growing right about where I got it.
Mark the spot.
Yeah. And you better have your place.
Yes, sir.
Right. Brother Terry Page told me about preaching a meeting somewhere. He said, or he maybe heard that. I don't know. He told the story. He said, they're singing that song, you know, glory, glory, glory. Somebody said, and they say it's on Mondays, on Tuesdays, on Wednesdays. And whenever they come to your day, that you'd stand up, that you got saved, you know. Said this one old fellow stood up back there all over on his chain. He said, well, brother preacher, he said, I don't know what day it was. But it's hard on Sunday because daddy don't let us fly on Sunday. He said, but I remember getting down between the hand of that plow behind him.
Yeah!
And calling on y'all. Hey, you better have
your
place. You better have your place.
Glory!
Let you know that you know.
Yes!
Let you have that born again. You may not know what time it was. Huh? Hey, you may not even know that address. But you'll know about the spot.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Great God. I don't know if I'm going to get to preach it all.
Oh, bless you.
I might just stay right here.
Oh, bless you.
Somebody don't have a place.
Yeah, pretty good.
Hey, somebody, you need your place.
Amen.
Say, preacher, I'm awful young. I've got plenty of time. You know, I'll never forget you. I don't guess. I don't have any times I've used this illustration for years preaching.
Yes,
I'll never forget my hometown, a little picture on the front paper, front page. There's a yellow line down the middle of the road, a double yellow line. The little boy's high top team shoe laying right beside it. And the story beneath it, this little 12-year-old boy got off the school bus, got on his bicycle going down to Grandma's house. The tractor trailer come over the hill and plowed him until he killed him. He's about 12 years old. I don't know how old you are this evening, but you're not guaranteed tomorrow.
No.
You don't have a place. I'm going to tell you something. You don't even quit. Wait till I quit preaching, because I don't give invitations anyhow. Holy Ghost does.
Right.
And if he's a woman, you just bypass me. Hey, God, you can just bypass me and come to the altar.
Yeah.
You can get born again while I preach.
Yeah.
Oh, don't have to wait on us to sing or us to play or us to say come on or us to say stand or bless. Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. You can run to the altar now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh,
God.
That's the name of the Lord.
Oh, Lord. You got a place.
Bless you. Amen.
You're saying your heart. God, I'll shout about that.
Bless you, Lord.
Preacher, I remember him. I remember him. Well, they put so much on the date. I don't tell you what, friend, just because you got a date written in your Bible don't mean nothing to me.
No, it
don't mean nothing to God either. They put so much stock in that, friend, you better have your spot. You can remember him, your
mind. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I know the Lord saved me.
Yes. Right.
I don't ever forget that preacher preached that. I don't know why I remember all this, but I do.
That is on hand.
You don't even have to remember what the preacher preached. Oh, I forget.
See, and I thought it wasn't ever going to quit. And I thought I had to wait for limitations.
If I'd known you didn't have to wait for limitations, Jim, if I'd known you didn't have to wait till it started playing just as I am, I could have got saved on this first point, probably. Yeah. He had a 3-point message.
Two.
Ye must repent.
Amen.
Yeah, I can stand and scrap a baby with his finger in my face. Preaching a man, he never left the podium.
Oh,
thank God. I knew who he was talking to. Yeah, I was working third shift. That morning I got in, and I said, Mama, I ain't going to go to church this morning. I'm going to try to rest, and I got to go back in tonight. I was working 7 days a week in a cotton mill. And boy, I laid in that bed. We didn't have air conditioning. But back then, I had the windows rolled out, and I laid in the bed trying to sleep. Boy, there wasn't no sleep coming. Wasn't no sleep coming. I got miserable. I got so bad I was afraid to drive to work.
Yes, sir.
I had to be at work at 11:45 at night, and I had been going out that 2-lane road. That boy put that big 4-lane highway here. I'd been going out that 2-lane road toward town, toward the cotton mill, and I see a tractor trailer coming toward me, and he scared me half to death. I'd pull up in the driveway far enough to where I knew if he ran out of the road, he couldn't hit me.
Come on.
I knew if he did, he'd knock me all the way to hell.
You're right.
I was in bad shape.
Bless you, Lord.
19 years. So I ain't afraid to go to sleep. Yeah. Afraid I'd wake up and hang.
Yeah, God
bless you.
Come on.
Oh,
I first started preaching, I was foolish enough to ask God to give me a glimpse of hell. I lay there for 6 hours and could not go to sleep.
Crazy.
And I woke up and said, Lord, I'm sorry. In my ignorance and foolishness, for asking such a stupid thing.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Lord, I don't even want to see anything of that awful place. Mm-hmm. I don't even want to look into it. I don't want to do it. How awful that is. I can't imagine what hell is going to be like.
Amen.
Oh, that's the Lord.
Back in 2003, I was burning the brush pile.
Yep.
I was in a hurry. And had some things I needed to do, and I was in a hurry. Poured some gas on that thing. I put some paper, you know, newspaper wadded up across there. And I don't light it on this side, and I poured the gas on that side. You know, I'm going to get that thing lit in a hurry. We're going to get going here. It's a low-lying day, and the clouds is hanging low. Poured that gas on that thing, and I didn't know it, but the gas fumes had kind of just hovered in around that brush pile. So when I lit that match, that thing blew up on me like a bomb.
Oh, man.
Burned me up. Face was burnt. Hands were burnt all the way up to my elbows. Eyes were scorched. Whites of my eyes were scorched dark brown. I inhaled it in the flames. It scorched the insides of my lungs to where I was puking blood for days. I wiped it off. I thought I was still on fire when I wiped it off. All the skin on my nose just peeled completely off and rolled across here. There's a place right in there somewhere. I think it's about right there. I can't hardly feel it. It ran and melted. There's a spot about that big, bro.
Oh, man.
It melted and ran like wax down my jaw. My lips were melted together. The fire just went and it's gone. Boy, it destroyed me. My hair was burnt all the way around. The insides of my ears were burnt. I was burnt up.
Yeah,
went to the hospital. There's this old male nurse in there in the emergency room. My wife says every time I see him, I call him Doc. And I forgot I'd see him before. I didn't remember him. He come in there and he's trying to put IV in the back of my burnt up hands. He's trying to get that IV in there. I reached out, turned, I grabbed him by the arm. I said, Doc, you go to church? He said, no. My daughter said, where do you live? My wife said, you've asked him that 4 times. Every time you go in the emergency room, every time you're around him, you ask him where he lives and where he goes to church at. I said, well, I don't remember it. God knew I didn't remember. I wasn't trying to just aggravate him. Here's what I told him. I said, Doc, look at me. That's one split second in the flames.
Yeah.
I can't imagine what hell's going on.
Come on,
Patient. That old drunkard started shaking. He couldn't even hold the needle still. He got up and some old lady come in there. I hadn't seen that guy. I don't know what happened to him. I don't know if he quit his job. I don't know what happened. I hope he got saved.
Yeah.
I told him, I said, if you go to hell, this ain't nothing compared to what you're going to be like.
Yeah.
Can you imagine the screaming in hell today?
Come on, preacher.
Can you imagine the screaming?
Come on.
Can you imagine the King of Grippa's saying,
almost,
almost, almost. Can you imagine hearing Judas and the Gentiles? I have been trying to supply.
Oh,
imagine the mamas whose names will be used in profanity.
Yes.
Because they wouldn't teach their children right.
Come on.
And show them the ways of God.
Come on, preacher.
Oh, that's his morning.
Calipus. You imagine the compromising preachers that are now cursed in hell tonight.
Oh,
because they wouldn't preach anymore.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, back that awful place called hell. I'm going to tell you something tonight. There is a place called hell.
Right.
And it's a real place.
Right.
With real fire.
Oh.
Where there were not God. Neither is a fire quench. Where there's real people that are burning in everlasting torment.
Am I?
Yes, sir.
Oh, that's the one.
You don't want to go there.
No.
Listen. You ever been born again?
Listen,
you know you got a place.
Come on, preacher.
That preacher preached you yesterday. Why lay in my bed that moment? I couldn't sleep. We live about a mile, almost a mile from the church.
Oh.
I miss them old church bells. You don't know why?
Yeah.
Because that morning I was laying in that bed trying to sleep, walking that pillow to death. And I heard that church bell ring in the distance. I've heard that church bell a thousand times. All my life I've heard that church bell. I've heard it, I know what it sounds like. It always sounds something like this. Ding dong, ding dong. But that morning it was a sound a little different. It sounded a little more like, come home, come home. And God, I was a waller, and I was a fret, and I was a fret. I was in bad shape, fightings and fears, and doubts and trouble and torment all over me. I didn't rest that day. God, I tried to eat lunch. I couldn't eat no bite. Mama said, what's the matter with you? Daddy made some jokes about me being lovesick or something. But he didn't know what Pharisee does either. But that night, that preacher preached. I realized I'd never repented of my sin.
Come on.
And I've lost my fortune in the family of God.
That's the Lord.
You know you're born again. My wife's great grandma's about to point of death. She's in the rest home. We went to see her. She's still in her right mind, but she's kind of on oxygen and a bit later stuff. She's still able to talk. My wife said, you know, I've never heard. She said, I can tell by the way she lives and how she is. The good, sweet spirit about her. But I've never heard her really tell about what she got saying.
Come on, brother.
I said, I'll bring you a video camera and we'll find that.
Ooh.
She stood there with it and she started filming. I sat down beside Grandma.
Ooh.
I mean, a sweetheart, baby. One of the sweetest women you ever known in this world. I sat down and I said, Grandma, do you remember when you got saved? She said, oh, honey, I do.
Thank
God. I never heard her shout before. She said, oh, honey, I remember. She said, I was 13 years old, I think. She said, we was having a revival meeting down at the church house. They said, Daddy wouldn't let us wear shoes when we walked to church. Then about the way we got to the church yard and put them on. And I had my shoes hanging over my shoulder. And we was walking down the road. And we'd been in revival meeting all week. They said, I got in trouble. And I was under conviction. And on the way to church that night, I said, Daddy, I'm lost.
that I'm going to hell. Okay, he said, all right, honey. We'll be cursing a little bit. He just going to see how bad she wanted. And she said, thank God. I said, Dad, can we pray here? He said, I'm going to open this thing.
Dad, come on.
In the middle of the road. And she got born again. Hey, well, you better know. You better know.
Yeah.
My granny, I told you about my granny.
Bless the Lord.
I was in Texas when she passed off.
Bless the Lord.
Of course, I could have been there.
Bless the Lord.
When I got home, we sat down around granny's table. And I was sitting in the chair beside where granny always sat when she'd read the Bible to us and pray over that chair. Pray over it with my stomach. My daddy said, if you seen the video, I said, what are you talking about? They brought me a phone. Somebody videotaped it. Where granny passed off. And what happened for 2 days in the hospital, she'd been there where her eyes was rolled back in her head and mouth. You know, got that day. Y'all know what it looks like. She's gone. She's gone. Said the preacher come and took my daddy and my oldest brother out on balcony there, and they prayed. Said there's a talking, said there's a praying, said all this time we've been singing, you know. And I said we've been singing around her bed, just singing, you know, just waiting for the pastor. We knew it was coming. Said, when we got done praying, we walked back in there, went in the room. Said about that time, said you got to know my granny. Every year at Thanksgiving, she'd gather us all in there to eat, and she'd say, I just want to thank God. She just go to thanking God for her children and her grandchildren. I'm thankful, boy. I can tell you about some of what she'd say every year. I'm thankful all of you's in church. I'm thankful there ain't none of you in jail. And I'm glad there ain't none of you in hell. She said, all of you still are trying to go the right way. Said, I'm thankful for you every night. I will never forget. And I'm thankful for how good God's been to me. Turned out her husband died when she was in her early 40s. And she never would call again. She said, well, ain't nobody gonna be like your papa. I said, I still love him and I will till the day I die. And yeah. She said, I'll just be married to Jesus the rest of my life. Yeah. And that's just kind of how she was. But she loved her Bible, loved her prayer place. A godly woman. And then said, we walked back in there after praying. And said, granny, shut up. And every time after she'd get done at Thanksgiving, she'd say, anybody else need to say anything? And some of them say, well, I won't thank God for this or that. So granny did that. She sat up in her bed and she looked around. She said, anybody else want to say anything? And this was the video. And they were singing. She just sat up. Said, anybody else need to say anything? And all of them started saying, we love you, Mama. We love you, Granny. We love you, you know. And all this, we love you. We'll see you in the morning. And Granny just starts looking way past me, you know. She forgot there was any matter. She said, oh, youngins, so much to see. Jesus in all His glory. In all His glory. In all His glory. And she said, hallelujah. I got Jesus in all His glory. In all His glory. And then she said, well, I'm wore out. I guess Jesus had to finish this prayer. And she closed her eyes and went on the beach.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yes, sir.
I wish I could have been there. But I'm going to tell you something. One morning I'm going to see Granny again.
Yeah.
She ain't what makes it happen. But I'm looking forward to seeing her again.
Yeah.
That Papa and Bird never did mean. Grandma and Grandpa, my mama's side. Good godly folk. Thank God, Granny, Grandma's shadow on that side, too. Thank God. Papa, pray. Hole in the sky. Thank God. Ooh, amen. Amen. Looking forward to it, Mr. Moore. Don't be a reunion day one day.
Yes, sir. Bless you, Lord.
Are you going to get to go up?
Bless you, Lord.
I'm going to check out here Wednesday morning. I got a pitch out of here. On down Florida. You know what? I may not never see any of y'all down here. But can I say I'll see you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's what I scratched on my wife. I said, honey, if I don't make it back, I'll be waiting on you.
Uh-huh.
I love that woman. I'm looking forward to spending eternity with her. And I'm going to tell you, she ain't going to make it.
No.
Bless
you,
Lord. Come on, glory to God. All opportunity.
Come on,
yeah.
Come on.
Bless you.
Bless the Lord.
Heaven. Lord, brother. Just taking 12 stones out of there every minute, out of every time a stone, and put them over there where we're going to encamp. And then Joshua, I didn't read all this, but then Joshua goes down in there and eats that 12 stones up in the river. I think, Brother James, if I ain't mistaken, those 12 stones down there in the river, when that river has stood up on its banks, those 12 stones represent Christ.
Yeah.
Because when they all crossed over, and the Ark of the Covenant, the priest come up out of there, and Pharaoh and his army come in, the waves, all of the oil, that river that had stood up on the high heat comes crashing down on top of those stones. I
think them stones in the river represent Christ.
Yeah.
Under the judgment of God upon our sin. And you see them 12 stones, they ain't still standing.
They were smashed and crushed
from the night.
Scattered. That's what happened to Christ on the cross.
Yeah.
Under the judgment hand of a holy God. His wrath come down upon His own Son. Upon that sin. Because He became that sin. He that knew no sin. And the judgment hand of God came down and said it pleased Him to bruise Him.
Right.
Yes, sir.
That's the only thing. But then those stones that took Him out of the river represent us.
Bless you, Lord.
That was pulled up out of the way of judgment.
Yeah.
That's pulled up out of the way of sin's wrath and the wrath of God. No stone sitting over there. He said, when your children ask you, what mean you by this stone? Then ye shall answer them that the Lord delivered us and got out of the hand of Egypt and out of Pharaoh's hand.
Yeah. Oh, that's the Lord.
Thank you. You got something to tell your children? You got something to tell your grandchildren?
Oh.
You better have a story.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, well, I ain't going to try to preach the rest of it. I'm just going to stay right there. Thank God. I was going to try to preach about it. Amen. The stones of renewal were when Jacob come back to Bethel and set back up that pillar and that stone, you know, that stone of renewal. Well, I'm glad to roll down and mow that one-way street. You can't come home if you want to.
Yeah.
I'm glad you don't have to die in the whole pen. You can get back to the Father's house.
Yeah.
I'm going to go over and talk about the stones of reaching Canaan and being filled with the Holy Ghost. Don't get nervous on that. Amen. Amen. This right here, any man that calls himself a preacher that does not have the anointing of the Holy Ghost on him. Hallelujah. If you've been preaching very long, friend, you're turning papers in.
Yeah.
Call them. He's going to quit.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Hey, Mama, you don't have to be a preacher to get filled with God.
Amen.
Or to get full of God. Or just sell it out. Or just give it all out. Or just sell it all out. Hey, Lord, here I am, lock, stock, and barrel. I don't need nothing this world's got to offer. I just want You, Lord.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Then I was going to try to talk about some of them stones of rejoicing. Over our 1 Samuel chapter 7, where it set them up there at Mizpah when they'd already lost the battle of the Philistines, Christ there and lost the Ark of the Covenant there. But over our 1 Samuel chapter 7, thank God, thank you, Charlie. Over our 1 Samuel chapter 7, and God, because of the man of God, King Sacramento, God come through the battle with mighty thunders and defeated and discomfited the enemy. And God, they won the battle there. Hallelujah, He set up a stone.
Yeah.
And called it Ebenezer.
Yeah.
Hitherto the Lord hath helped us.
I ain't got time to preach all that. I just want to talk about stone of repentance.
Good job.
Have you ever set up a memorial somewhere? Young lady, listen to me right fast. Ma'am, I feel like I'm talking to somebody now. In particular.
Oh.
And you down in the deep of your heart, with judgment day on us, say, I know I have a place where God saved me, made a new creature out of me. All things are passed away. All things have become new. Can you say it beyond any shadow of a doubt? Can you deny it? While we stand all over the house, as far as I know, I think I'm doing what God wanted to. I sure didn't preach what I thought it would, but I'll just settle in right there where God wants me. Mind the Lord. Hey, somebody needs to come tonight.
Yeah, come on, brother.
I'll tell you what I'd do. I quit battling all them doubts. Hey, I'm going to tell you, if any one of y'all need to pray, we don't.